This is Passport to Texas. Before we had grocery stores, we had nature.
Whenever the edible wild plants were domesticated, tamed, and cultivated, then that's when human culture could grow.
Human culture evolved, says Joe Roach, because people no longer spent their days searching for food in the wild. Roach, a park interpreter, occasionally takes visitors on wild food hikes in Tyler State Park.
That program is to have park visitors recognize and gain an appreciation of how edible wild plants support our human culture. We do that by taking a very moderate 1/2 mile hike. We point out the various things that the Caddo Indians used when they were here, and we investigate how the human culture rose on the foundation of edible wild plants.
Roach warns never to eat any wild plant unless you are 100% certain it is safe, as some edible wild plants are similar in appearance to poisonous wild plants. One ubiquitous edible wild plant is the juniper tree, more commonly referred to as cedar.
You can make a tea out of them or chew on the leaves. Some people have reported that it helps control various gum diseases. In survival training, some people say, well, you chew on the juniper to freshen the breath.
There's a wild food hike at Tyler State Park March 20th. It's accessible for the mobility impaired. Find details on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.